Everyone, this is Serwin Haynes here with ELAC head football coach Bobby Godinez. Just getting off the bye week here. Teams at 2-3, kind of doing a halfway, half season check-in with the coach. Bobby, how you doing?
Doing good, Serwin.
All right. So, like I said, the team had a bye week this past Saturday. So, what'd you do with the time off? Did you get a chance to relax? Did you do a little film study, a little family time, extra family time? What'd you spend your time on?
We got a couple days off, but, you know, usually you want to spend the bye week trying to kind of get better to the, you know, get back to the basics, get better at the little things that you need to fix with your team. We did a lot of good versus good, a lot of ones versus ones, twos versus twos, and just went back to playing football, you know, rediscover yourself, get ready to go and move forward, you know, to the Long Beach week, which is now. So now moving forward, we're prepared, we're feeling confident and ready to go.
So now that you are back on practice schedule, give me some of your impressions on the team in terms of your expectations, what you thought the team was going to do before the start of the season, and how that has progressed to how the team has progressed towards meeting your expectations as they are now.
Well, the expectations have never changed. I mean, from the beginning, we set out to win every game that we're going to play, go out there, compete for a conference championship, and you know, make the playoffs and, you know, make a run at a state championship. All of that is still set out in front of us. I mean, the great thing about playing football and at this level is you have a conference that you get to go and compete for. So that's the start of the season is really Saturday, where we start 0-0 and you know, take care of everything in front of us.
That's right. You mentioned that this Saturday does indeed start conference play. We go to Long Beach City. Just a little bit about the first half of the season. Like I said, the team sits at 2-3. All three losses were very competitive, where basically in the fourth quarter, the team had opportunities. You know, we talked about this before. Cerritos team is driving down the field, down 14-7 before that interception on that fourth down, 55-yard return. Mount Sac game, you're down 21-16 in the fourth quarter. You're gifted first down at the Mount Sac 15. Of course, you couldn't come away with any points. Southwest, you're only down three going into the fourth quarter. So it's clear that obviously the talent's there, the talent's definitely there. What do you do as a team to try to seize those opportunities? Because like you said, the opportunities have been there. Is there anything you can help the team focus on so they can be better prepared to seize those opportunities?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we got to put ourselves in position to practice for those situations. And we did a lot of situational practicing, a lot of situations during the bye week. And now we worked on our third downs, our red zone, things that we know we need to focus on, we focused on. And so at the end of the day, it comes down to execution, and that falls on me and my staff, and we, you know, made a big effort to fix that this week.
Speaking of situations, starting with the Mount Sac game, I noticed that you added a little wrinkle to your red zone offense. Well, actually, to be fair, it's kind of a big wrinkle, and that's your defensive tackle, Ben Key. You've been using him at running back in those red zone goal line situations. How did that idea come to pass?
When I was at San Jose State, when I played, Dick Tomey was the Hall of Fame coach that was there. He used to tell us that, you know, as a staff, as a coach, they wouldn't be doing their job if they didn't use their best players on both sides of the ball. And so it kind of just dawned on me as to, you know, if we need to, you know, find a little bit of a wrinkle, then, you know, why don't we try something like that? He was a former rugby player. He's familiar with running with a football or a ball of a sort. And so we tried it, we liked it, and, you know, it was working.
He got a rushing touchdown in Mount Sac. Oh, by the way, apparently, according to Gridiron RR, he's number two in the nation for defensive tackles in the country. He's one of the few ranked three stars. So, yeah, big things for the Mississippi State. Mississippi State down, Mr. Key there. So you talk about him. Should we give a chance maybe to talk about highlights of other players that you feel that are worth mentioning that have done well, or guys you want to talk about in this first half of the season?
I mean, you know, there's a lot of highlights in a lot of different places. I mean, you know, Ben's kind of counterpart, John Tuitupo. I mean, just as big of a recruit as he is, you know, he sits at 6'5", 295 pounds, and a super athlete. He's getting, you know, offers and looks from all over the country, the same schools basically Ben is, and he's been phenomenal. You know, them paired together with our other defensive linemen have, you know, basically formed probably the best defensive line in the country, and that's probably at a lot of levels. So, you know, he's been great. Daniel Robledo, the freshman, has been great.
Yeah, I was just thinking about him, too. Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of our linebackers doing good things. And on the offensive side, you have Ernesto Almarez at right tackle doing a good job. Josefa Ciattini. All the positions, you know, have their bright spots, and we have a lot to look forward to as well. It's just a matter of, you know, just kind of taking advantage when those opportunities come.
Anybody you think that may be on the verge this second half of putting it all together and really standing out, that maybe hasn't quite got there yet, but you think they're really close?
I think our quarterback position, both guys are right on the brink of doing that. They have some really good 2 weeks of practice, both guys, both Wesley and Rudy, and I think their time is coming. And the receiver group as well really stepped up over the bye week. I just think that they're ready to explode, and if they can kind of get on track there, you know, there's really no stopping us, but we really need to make sure that, again, that those opportunities are there and we seize them.
All right. And like you said, facing Long Beach this Saturday at 6, what do you know about them a little bit?
Really good football team. Defensively, as good as we've seen, and we've seen some really good defenses. They got a quarterback that can run, he can throw, he's elusive, and he's kind of scary when you watch him. So we really got to, you know, hone in on what we need to do defensively. Offensive line looks good, running backs look good, they're talented at a bunch of different positions. So as much talent as we've seen, and you know, they're well coached, and it's gonna be a good football game.
And the one thing just to say is that like last year, this year the team's the losses, they've been in every game. They haven't shot to win. So, you know, probably thinking that this game at the very worst shouldn't be any different.
Yeah, there's really not going to be a simple game out there. You know, I mean, this conference is like being in the SEC or the Pac-12. I mean, every team can beat every team. You see it on film. Everybody's good. Everybody's well coached. So it's really going to come down to that execution.
All right. We'll definitely get to see the team in action again this Saturday. Thank you, Bobby.